Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, across Israel, the weather is mild with clear skies expected in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Comfortable temperatures are making it a pleasant morning to be outdoors. Meanwhile, in Haifa, a light breeze is keeping things cool. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that the IDF has destroyed Hezbollah tunnels on Ali Taher Ridge. Israel warns Iran against intervention, with Prime Minister Netanyahu stating they are now dealing with the threat. Also from Walla News earlier today, the IDF has eliminated Farah Hamad, a Hamas terrorist responsible for killing Limor Sun Harmelek's husband. The operation involved the Shin Bet, the IDF, and the Elite Unit 33 of the 433rd Brigade. Also this hour, I-24 News reports the U.S. has imposed new sanctions on Hezbollah and Iranian proxy networks. Two ships were struck by missiles in the Strait of Hormuz, according to the UK Maritime Trade Operations. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reminds us that today marks 25 years since the September 11th terror attacks in New York. These events led to the U.S. invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq. And finally, from the Australian Jewish News, a Melbourne rabbi has been named among global young Zionist honorees. Rabbi Daniel Rabin is the only Australian recognized on the JNF Jerusalem Post list. Here's what people are saying online. Eyal Yacobi, a political commentator, posted an hour ago that RFK Jr. criticized the Democrats' stance on Islamism, highlighting Israel's role as a critical ally against it. Shabbos Kestenbaum shared a heartwarming story an hour ago about Gurvinder Singh, a taxi driver who helped New Yorkers after 9/11. Singh, who emigrated from India, encourages riders to fly American flags and spread a message of love and respect. Yossi Klein Halevi shared a statement from earlier today, emphasizing the misuse of the term genocide in conflicts, arguing that it's a dangerous redefinition of the term. Let's go deeper into those stories. Starting with the IDF's actions on Ali Taher Ridge. According to Ynet, Israel has targeted Hezbollah infrastructure to prevent future threats. This move underscores heightened tensions with Iran, as Israel vows to respond robustly to any Iranian involvement. For civilians in the region, this means increased military presence and potential disruptions. Turning to the elimination of Farah Hamad, Walla News reports that this operation saw cooperation between various Israeli defense entities. This action aims to deter future attacks and strengthen security in contested areas. It highlights the ongoing conflict with Hamas and the persistent threat to Israeli civilians. Meanwhile, the U.S. sanctions on Hezbollah reported by I-24 News are part of broader efforts to counter Iranian influence in the Middle East. The missile strikes on ships in the Strait of Hormuz add a layer of complexity, impacting regional maritime security and global oil shipments. Reflecting on the September 11 attacks, the Jerusalem Post notes the long-term impact on global security policies. The attacks reshaped international relations and prompted military actions that continue to affect the Middle East today. Lastly, the recognition of Rabbi Daniel Rabin, as reported by the Australian Jewish News, is a notable accolade for the Australian Jewish community. It underscores the global reach of Zionist efforts and highlights young leaders making a difference. Turning to business and markets. First, Mardiv Business reports that Rosh Hashanah traditions are being used as a marketing tool, turning personal reflection into consumer spending opportunities. Separately, Katech highlights that Israel can handle a settlement boycott, but warns of the broader implications as multiple countries support trade restrictions. And finally, Globes reports on the collapse of a potential acquisition involving Israeli startup Descartes. The deal fell through due to demands for the company to relocate its key personnel to the U.S. That's your Israel 18 news update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.